the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Okay, question. A few questions. The songs, that was lovely singing, by the way. Thank you. And now, I said the first few lines of each song. I've forgotten that Paula was going to start the second line with the other part of the song. So, but still, can anybody pick up a bit of a theme with some of the words that might be going along? I'll give you a clue. Did anyone pick up any similarities? No, still asleep. Yeah, well, Amazing Grace starts, well, about the fourth line. It says, 'twas blind, but now I see. Do you remember singing that? Was blind, but now I see. And then, light of the world, you stepped down into darkness, opened our eyes, let us see. And we're going to be thinking a little bit about that as one of our themes today. From going from darkness to light, from going from not being able to see properly to seeing clearly. Okay, talking of seeing clearly, I'm going to walk up and down again, all right? Can you spot any differences? I think there are four, okay? Well, I'm going to walk along, yeah. Okay. Different trousers, okay. Anybody agree? Yeah, very good. Different top underneath. No, same top. Didn't have time to change my top. Same top, different trousers. Michael. Different shoes, yeah, well done. That's number two. Scarf. Yeah, is that what you're going to say at the back? Scarf? Yeah. There's one more, but it's so small, I'm not sure anyone's noticed. Has anyone noticed? There was something on this hand that's not there anymore. What was it, Mark? My ring, yeah. I had a big yellow ring on, and it's gone. But I know where it is, it's safe, don't worry. Okay. It wasn't my wedding ring. That's still there. Yes, we are going to be looking at an Easter encounter on a dusty road, but before we start to do that, I think you will like a bit of spot the difference. So, there are 10 differences on here, okay? So, have a very quick look, and then we'll try and shout out as many as possible. Emma, you've got a few, I reckon, already. Go on. Tail? Yep. One foot's black, one foot's white. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else about the bottom? The grass is different, yes. What have we got? Anything else? Shout, take your shout really loud. Flower, birds, mouth, sun, hand. Yeah, well done. I think we probably got them all. Chin? Anyone get the chin? Yeah? I think we got them all. There's probably a few more as well, which I didn't spot the first time. So, yeah, these things, they look sort of the same, but there's differences, isn't there? Now, those differences are quite subtle, quite perhaps some of them are easier to spot than others. We're going to be thinking today about some big differences that happened to the guys, or perhaps ladies, we don't know. But let's say they were two men today who were going to be walking along this dusty road. And we're going to see what happened. And we are going to first of all, do this with the help of some of my lovely mad people. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I mean by that, we have a music and drama group that meet every so often at Belmont, and they're brilliant, and they come and help with services, and they're going to do that for us today. So without further ado, I'm going to pass over to Mad.
I can't believe it. I just can't take it in. I was so sure Jesus was the one who was going to save us.
He was.
He can't have been. If he was, he wouldn't have died.
The women don't think he's dead.
The women have lost the plot. I don't blame them. It's the stress of the situation. I think you met the Messiah, he makes all these promises, and then gets put to death in front of you.
What are you two talking about?
There's only one thing in the news this week. Jesus.
Who's this?
Have you been out of the country?
You could say that.
Jesus of Nazareth. He was a mighty man of God. He could heal people and work all kinds of miracles like you've never seen before. He talked about the kingdom of God so powerfully you felt like you could reach out and touch it.
But our chief priests and rulers hands him over to the Romans to crucify him.
We thought he was the one who was going to save Israel.
What's more, all this happened 3 days ago. And this morning, some of our women went to his tomb and said that it was empty, and the angel of the Lord told them that Jesus had risen again.
Which sounded like nonsense, but Peter and John went to check it out anyway and found the tomb was empty, as the woman had said.
It's all very confusing. We don't know what to think.
You are slow on the uptake. It's not really confusing if you only look at it through the eyes of faith. The Lord's prophets, since most of time, have been explaining what will happen.
Have they?
Have they?
Think of the blood of the Lamb saving you at Passover. Think of Moses lifting up his staff. Who had a virgin birth, born in Bethlehem, in the line of David? Zechariah even said he would ride in on a colt. Remember Palm Sunday? Do you not remember what Jesus himself said about the third day? How the temples would be rebuilt?
This is as far as we're going. It's getting dark. Stay with us.
Yeah, sit and eat with us.
Thank you, Father, for this bread.
Jesus!
Jesus!
We have to get back to Jerusalem and tell the others.
Yeah.
Encounter from the Gospel of Luke. Thank you very much, Emma.
So the reading is from Luke 24, verses 13 to 35, and can be found in the Bibles in front of you on page 1002. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for if it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Then they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Emma. Yes, we've got our encounter on the dusty road. And the dusty road might have looked a little bit like this. This is a picture that I found via the wonderful world of Google, which apparently is part of the road to Emmaus. Okay, you probably noticed we've got some road signs up there. Emmaus this way, Jerusalem that way. It's geographically accurate. You can check later. So we're going to think of three differences this encounter with Jesus on the road to Emmaus made to the two friends of Jesus' lives, okay? And we're going to spot the differences. So does anyone think they might be able to spot the difference between these two people up here? Just shout out yes. The light bulb's gone on, hasn't it, above their head. What does that normally mean if you go from a question mark to a light bulb? Yes. You're thinking and then suddenly you realise what it's all about, what's going on. Yeah. So sometimes you can be puzzling over things and then it takes one thing or perhaps one person to point something out and suddenly you look at something in a whole new way. Does anyone know what that is? Nobody have a guess? Meteor? Could be. Yeah. Gold. Very good. That is a huge gold nugget. Okay. Now, apparently, in the 19th century, there was a man who was walking in North Carolina in America, and he found a really pretty stone. And he decided to take it home, and he used it as a doorstop in his log cabin for years and years and years and years and years. And one day, a man was walking past who happened to be a geologist. Now, a geologist is someone who knows all about rocks, okay? And he looked at this doorstop, and he said to the man, "Do you not know what that is?" And he said, "Well, yeah, it's my doorstop. I found it ages ago. It's been doing a brilliant job of holding my door open." And he said, "But that's gold. Did you not realize it's a golden nugget? It's going to be worth thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds." And the guy just hadn't realized. He'd been staring at it for years and he hadn't realized its true worth, what it was really all about. Now, I'm sure none of you will know who this guy is, because this guy was on Antiques Roadshow. And it's not Antiques Roadshow from this country, it's Antiques Roadshow from America. Now, I didn't even know they did Antiques Roadshow in America, but they do. And this guy came along with a painting that his mum and dad had had hanging in their study. It was behind the door of the study. It wasn't even in a very prominent place. It was just there. And it had become just part of the furniture, really. They didn't know anything about it. And they brought it along to Antiques Roadshow. And the expert, well, I think, couldn't believe their eyes. Because I wonder, actually, if there are any artistic types amongst us, could hazard a guess as to who the artist of that picture might be. Oh, Penny looks like she... Oh, right. She just looks intelligent all the time. Well, It turned out that this painting that had been hanging behind the door in this guy's parents' study for years and years and years was actually a major lost work of the Mexican artist Diego Rivera. Okay, and she, in front of him, live on the television, told him that his painting was probably worth something in the region of $1 million. Okay? So can you imagine? He had a masterpiece hanging in his parents' home for years and years, and none of them realised its true value. And, well, it's quite obvious, isn't it, the lesson that perhaps we can learn from this, because it was the same for those two guys, wasn't it, on the road to Emmaus. They walked along with Jesus, and they didn't recognise him. For some reason, they couldn't see who he really was. They couldn't appreciate his true value until they saw him break the bread, and suddenly that light bulb went on, and they realised who they'd been talking to. They realised that Jesus was alive. So that's the first big difference, isn't it? That going from light, from darkness to light, having their eyes opened. That's what we've been singing about, isn't it, in our song so far today. What about difference two? This is really hard. Who can spot the difference here? Come on, everyone's hand should be up. Yeah, yes, go on. One's happy and one's sad. They've gone from sad to happy. Absolutely. Now, I've got a couple of things here that are going to help us think about this for a while. We kind of all know what it means to go from sad to happy, but this was something a bit bigger than that, I think. These two men, they were on the dusty road. They'd supported Jesus for years and years and years. They'd gone through thick and thin. They believed he'd be the one to set them free from the Romans. Jesus would be the one to solve all their problems. And then he was killed. And everything that they'd hoped for just came crashing down, didn't it? All their hopes were shattered just like that, devastated. Hope had gone. It looked like it was all over. And I think the closest a lot of us may have come to feeling like that may well have been on the 20th of May, 2007. Okay? Now, does anybody know what happened on the 20th of May, 2007? Here's a bit of a clue. Got a ticket here as well. It says Wembley Stadium. Looking at Mark here, he's smiling. Nationwide Conference Promotion Final, Exeter City versus Morecambe. Kickoff 2 p.m. Who went? Put your hands up. Yeah, I thought there'd be a few. Right, okay. Let's drape this over here. Because I think we can just have a little glimpse about what it was, those people that were there at Wembley, those people that stayed at home watching on the telly, what it was like to have hope shattered. Because if I just refresh your memory, sorry for a minute, but it was the return to league football was at stake. People have been following the team for years, committed supporters getting on the coach to Wembley or in their car. Exeter City, a goal up after 8 minutes. I can remember it well. We thought, yeah. And then, wham, two goals from Morecambe, one just before half time, one just after half time. And Exeter lost 2-1. And all the hopes were shattered. I can only imagine what the journey home was like. Oh, dear me. Despondent. Hope had gone. And thankfully, a year later, they went back to Wembley. And they beat Cambridge. And hope was restored. But is it lasting joy? Barry, what was the score yesterday? Unfortunately, Exeter lost yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, supporting Exeter City has its ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. But supporting Jesus, following him, these two guys realized that what they thought was hopeless was suddenly full of hope again. They had their hope restored, and they realized it was going to be a hope that would last forever and ever and ever. And for millions of people, that's true for them as well. For millions of Christians today, they believe that too. And why do they believe that? Why do they believe it's got anything to do with them? This thing that happened on a dusty road lots and lots of years ago. Well, it's because it means that Jesus beaten death. He didn't stay dead. He's alive again. And it's good news for us because the Bible tells us so. Probably the most famous verse in the whole of the Bible says this: "For God so loved the world that," and that's all of us, no matter what we've done, "that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish or die, but have eternal life." John 3, verse 16. I know lots of you little ones have learnt that many, many times in your groups. And if one verse stays with you out of the whole Bible, make it that one, because it's the most exciting verse. Amazing. So that's two differences. Oh, there we go. There's the program as well. I think we've got one of those at home. So third difference, very quickly. Who can spot this difference? And it's quite obvious. See, I told you it was accurate. What happened? Yes, Holly. They changed direction, didn't they? They were going this way, and they changed. And they literally, changed direction. 180 degrees, and back they went the other way. Suddenly, the journey that they'd gone on that had no purpose at all, they were just sadly going back home. Suddenly, they started another journey. They turned round, and it was a journey that was filled with purpose once again. And that purpose was to go and tell people that Jesus was alive. Okay, so from going from having no purpose to having a purpose, a complete turnaround, because they realized who Jesus was and that he was alive. So, three differences that we've spotted. Okay, meeting the risen Jesus for these guys, they gave them real understanding, real hope, and real purpose. Okay, and I know that many of us here today are Christians, and we've got that knowledge of who Jesus really is, real hope for the future, that gives us a real purpose, that should give our lives. And we know all this, don't we? But question I'd like to ask is, can people spot the difference in us? Can people spot the difference in me? How can we live with real hope, with real joy, with real purpose, with real understanding this week? After all the lovely reminders we've had about the fact that Jesus is alive, we've been through Easter, haven't we? We've been reminded of it. Perhaps some of us have got doubts. Perhaps we really want to believe, but something is just eating away at us. There's the doubt in our mind. Well, if that's you, then I would really encourage you to come along next week and listen to Derek in our final Easter encounter. And he's going to be thinking through a little bit more about doubts that people had, doubts that some of Jesus' friends still had, even though they'd seen him when he'd come back from the dead. So you're in good company if you've got doubts. Please come back next week. And perhaps you're not even a Christian. Why not ask yourself, what difference could Jesus make in your life? What could he offer you? Have you ever taken the time to try and understand exactly who this Jesus is, what it's all about? If you'd like to, then you're really, really warmly invited to our Christianity course, which is starting again on Tuesday, the 7th of May. And actually, this time, it happens every term, and this time, it's really going to be focusing in on Christianity, the life. What differences knowing Jesus makes in a Christian's life. So why not come along? Or why not invite somebody along that you know that could find that helpful? Now, Jesus, at the end of this encounter, he broke bread, didn't he, with his friends. And that's when they finally understood who he was. Their eyes were opened, their lives were transformed. And before he died, Jesus had done that. Perhaps that's why they recognized it. Jesus had gathered his friends together and asked them to take bread and to drink wine to remember him. And this is true for us as well. Perhaps he knew that we'd forget, that stuff would crowd in and it would be difficult for us to remember just what Jesus is all about, that we'd need reminding about his death and about the fact that he's alive again. So although we're going to be having proper communion as part of our service this evening, we've got an opportunity now. We've got some tables set up in every corner of the room. And if you'd like to, you can go and help yourself to a piece of bread, a sip of wine. There's also some chocolate eggs on each table as well, because eggs, they're a really good symbol of new life. And that's what we've been thinking about today, is a changed lives, new life that Jesus can give us. So in a minute, we're going to ask the band to come and play through some of the songs. Please, if you'd like to, and there's no, you don't have to, if you'd like to make your way to one of the tables and do that, then that's absolutely brilliant. If you'd like to have some bread and wine and you think it would be difficult for you to get up, then please just put your hand up and somebody will be only too happy to come and bring some bread and wine to you. We've also got this long piece of paper at the front. And what I'd love is for you to pretend that that might be a road that you're travelling along. And if you would like to come and draw round your foot on the piece of paper and put your name in it, then come and do that as well. There's already one on here, a footprint. It's got the name Jesus on, okay? Now Jesus is going that way. So if you want to follow Jesus, then make your foot go that way as well, all right? Or you could come and draw anything you like about anything that we thought of today, anything that could perhaps help people to remember what we've thought of. So that's what we're going to do today. If you just want to sit quietly in your seat and listen to the band, there's also going to be some pictures coming up on the screens in just a moment, to help us think about changes, really, about spotting the difference in things, so you can have a look at those as well.